So I'd like to welcome everyone on behalf of Kirisaro and myself. We're very happy to have this event here at Jamyang Buddhist Center in London, and to see some old friends, meet with some old friends again, some familiar faces, and to also meet hopefully new friends. So this evening, the focus of the evening is the Dharma, of course, but particularly we'd like to talk a little bit about the books that we have available, because in a way they represent in a condensed form up until now the something a little bit of our life's work within and practice within the Buddha Dharma. And so that's one way Ajahn Chah, our teacher, from primary teacher from the Forest School of Thailand, talked about the Dharma, is that it's like, and this way of passing on traditions, it's like a fruit, that you have the peel of the fruit, and that helps to hold the fruit together, of course. And but if you just eat the peel, then it's not that nourishing. You have to know how to access the fruit for yourself. So in a way, the words of the Dharma, the writings of the Dharma, the observances and practices of the Dharma, to some degree, they're a bit like that peel. They're necessary, but then that fruit that nourishes and has the sweetness is our inner realization that comes about through the words and the practices. And primarily, that inner realization is quickened through the practice of contemplation and meditation. So we'll begin this evening with a period of meditation practice. But before doing that, just to introduce ourselves, my name is Tanisara, and for those that I haven't met before, I'm originally from West London and grew up in the UK, but have been and trained primarily in the Forest School, as I just said, of Ajahn Chah and Ajahn Sumedho in the Chithurst and Amaravati Buddhist monasteries here, north and south of London, and have been working since about 94 in South Africa, partly, and also particularly the last decade nearly in the US, because Kirisaro's families from there. So to introduce your son.
Carry on.
Kirisaro is from also trained in the same school, and originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, but was came here in the 1970s on a scholarship to Oxford, and then during that time heard about Ajahn Chah in Thailand and went there to become a monk, and that's where we met within the monastery where we both trained. So we've been living as lay people for now and practicing for nearly 24 years, teaching the Dharma and practicing it and learning and continually exploring how to apply that in the increasingly intense and complex world that we live within. So before going into a period of meditation, we'd just like to begin the evening with some chanting, as from the way that we trained, as part of that peel, if you like, that carries the fruit. This is a form that helps connect us through the chanting to the lineages that we are honoring, and then particularly the words of the Buddha. So the chant of the, it's called the Metta Sutta, the teachings on kindness, loving kindness, compassion, as part of that inner cultivation. We'd like to offer that chant, and then also a chant around Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, who appears here. I notice we're in a Mahayana temple here, and many depictions of Avalokiteshvara, a beautiful one just in the hallway, which is another manifestation of this energy of great compassion, profound compassion, mercy, that's connected with the depth of wisdom and insight. So we'll begin the evening with these invocations and these chants, and you can just use them to listen to the sound and allow that sound to connect you to the meaning of the chant, which is to center in our awareness, in our presence, in our body, in our breath, with this attitude of kindness and compassion for ourselves, for our experience, for being here together in this room, for all that is within the field of our awareness.
Kalaniyama takusalena yandam zandam barana bisame jasa ko
Namo Buddhaya.